It's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA. And today we're joined by Acting General Manager Vicky Brereton. Vicky, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks, Andrew. And you?
Not too bad. It's been a challenge for you guys down there, of course, Jason and Sue away, and then also the cleanup with the floods. You're definitely earning it this week.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think, you know, everyone's just come to the forefront, community, staff, you know, just the whole team. So, you know, everyone's just to be congratulated for their amazing efforts just to, you know, try and get everyone back to a place of normalcy as much as we can.
Yeah, quite agree with you. Now, speaking of some of the regular things, this Sunday you got National Tree Day to celebrate.
We absolutely do. So this Sunday at Robinson's Reserve, it's National Tree Day, and it's the first time we've been able to do this since COVID for the last 2 years. So we're really looking forward to a great community turn up. And it's running from, I think, 11 till about 1 p.m. There's over 1,000 trees to be planted, which is great. And for the reward for everyone, we've also got some free compost, and there's got a great barbecue for anyone that participates.
Very nice. We don't have to bring our own tree. That'll be supplied.
Trees will be supplied, but, you know, just dress safely with appropriate footwear. If you've got a small shovel or something, it always helps as well with planting a tree.
Absolutely true, and it's going to be cool on Sunday, so make sure you wrap up too.
Absolutely, yeah. The wind's a bit cool at the moment.
All right, Vicky, what's the exhibition that's on at the moment?
It's called The Art of Being here, and it's really exciting because it's one of our local residents, Vivian Dwyer, who's been in Singleton for, you know, many, many years. So, and it's a pictorial of Vivian's sketchbooks over the last 4 decades, which tell the story of where she's travelled, what she's seen changed in the local government area, her involvement with Duntroon, and how that resulted in a book. So it's just beautiful. So there's sketchbooks, there's videos that run, there's a whole heap of other displays of pieces that she's done. And I think one of the great things for Vivian's exhibition is that a lot of Vivian's work was in private homes, and we did a call out to the community, and we've got over 100 pieces that the community have lent to us, which is so generous, that's hanging in the gallery. So we really encourage people to pop on down to the Arts and Culture Centre and have a look at the exhibition. The other amazing thing too is Vivian each week will be doing residence, so she'll be there and she'll be painting live, and people can chat to her about her process, and she'll also will have a number of programmed artist talks with Vivian. So it's really lovely that it's all coming together. It's just such a beautiful exhibition.
How long is that going to be there for?
That's until 25th of September, so we've got a few months. So, and you probably need to come back once or twice to have a look at all the different works and the intricacies, because her watercolours are beautiful.
Absolutely. And finally, you're looking for some community members to be a part of an advisory group.
We are. So with the Arts and Culture Centre opening, but also to support Council's Arts and Culture strategy, we've set up an Arts and Culture advisory group. We have a number of members on that already, but we do have a number of vacancies. In particular, we're looking for 2 community members, but also a number of members, a youth, someone 16 to 21, because we actually want to represent a wide range of voices, and also someone that identifies as having a disability, because we want to make sure anything that we do from an arts, heritage, cultural perspective is very, very inclusive. So expressions of interest are being called, so people can just head to our website or just ring council staff and just grab a nomination form.
I'm sure you will get plenty of nominations to be a part of that. Vicky Brereton, Acting General Manager, Singleton Council, thank you very much for joining us for the update.
My pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.